Knowing more about the past could change everything we believe. We really don't know as much as we think we do about the Forerunners to the human race. First, we don't even know if they are truly Forerunners or just different species. The human family tree is said to consist of many ape-like creatures which are said to be our ancestors. Science has a long history of making mistakes. Truthfully, many times it plugs along with its theories and corrects them as time goes by hoping to get things correct. One classic example was when the Museum of Natural History in New York City found it had the wrong heads on some of its dinosaurs. These had been on display for many years, which in turn gave false information to anyone who came to the exhibit. This kind of thing doesn't only happen in one branch of science, but in many. Take the theory of the universe, for example. We have changed it many times. There were oscillating universe theories, Big Bang theories, and many others. I have mentioned this too many times to get into it again, but I only mention it to illustrate a point, and it is just because a scientist tells us something works a certain way doesn't always mean he or she is correct. When we were introduced to Newtonian physics, we thought we knew how everything in the world of nature worked. We believed this for hundreds of years until we discovered quantum physics, the science of the tiny, and found out things worked completely different there. Things get ever harder to believe when we start talking about evolution and how some of these beings lived. A scientist may find a jaw or tooth, and suddenly we get a story of what that being may have looked like. We are told what their diet was, just because the tooth was found in a cave with food remains in it. Thinking about things logically, there certainly could be a chance others were in the cave and brought this creature there and killed him. My goodness, they might have even eaten him. An entire chart has been created by scientists showing us when different human relations lived. According to this chart, Homo sapiens, us, have only been around for 800,000 to 300,000 years. I had read something interesting several months ago, and it was by a scientist who stated it may not be we were only around for such a short time, but there were other options to explore. One is we came on the scene from somewhere else, or our bodies are so fragile they don't last when buried. There is a third option, and it is we are not being told the truth for some reason. There have been quite a few people who have complained about the Smithsonian Museum taking finds away which have never been seen again. It usually has to do with something controversial, such as a finding which was reported in the late 19th century in Death Valley, where it was said ancient Egyptian objects were found in a cave along with Egyptian graves and probably mummies. The find was published in a paper during that time. Could we have found proof we are from somewhere else, or we are much older than we are told, but it is being covered up? Anything is possible. For the sake of this article, I am only dealing with misunderstandings and mistakes at this time. The family tree listed for the human race and listed by the Smithsonian shows Homo habilis lived from 2.4 to 1.4 million years ago. Here is the problem. According to the Smithsonian Museum, Homo habilis looked more human than some of the beings which came after it. What does this mean? Are the reconstructions wrong, or are we wrong about the progression of evolution? I cannot help but think evolution is a forced theory, and there have been many times when scientists have been accused of disregarding things they found which don't fit the story or timeline. It does make one wonder what we would find out if we went into all the basements of all the museums where things have been sent to storage and haven't seen the light of day since. One thing which I learned coming to light lately is the fact we have completely misunderstood Neanderthals. First of all, Neanderthals and modern humans shared some time on this earth together. Scientists were fond of telling us they were brutish, dumb, and couldn't talk. It is turning out nothing could have been further from the truth. Recently it was discovered they were capable of speech. Bones were found which proved this point. We were told they could have been cannibals, but now this doesn't look to be true. When cave paintings were found, they were attributed to modern humans, but some were found in caves in Spain before Homo sapiens arrived there. The drawings were over 65,000 years old or older. Would dumb, brutish beings be interested in art? I don't think so. The Neanderthals demonstrated they could create colors. It also turns out scientists were wrong when they said the only way a Neanderthal could hunt was up close. A new find disproved this. A Neanderthal spear was found in Sinningen, Germany in the 1990s. It was thought this was a weapon for close-up hunting, but then a scientist had an idea. He reproduced the spear and got javelin-throwing athletes to throw the spear at a target. They were able to hurl a spear more than 20 meters with enough force to kill a large animal. Neanderthals were much stronger than us and could have probably thrown the spear much farther, demonstrating the fact they could hunt from afar. So where does all this leave us? We know the Neanderthals and human brains were the same size at birth by the size of infant skulls found. As Neanderthals aged, their brains increased in size and became much larger than human brains. It makes me wonder if they were in some ways superior to us in mental capacity. The problem is they were around for at least 500,000 years and didn't seem to make much progress. Could we be wrong about that? Could Neanderthals at one time have been a superior race and some catastrophe had happened to them? It is very hard for us to reconstruct the past, and it could hold answers to mysteries which might be able to change our ideas about the past. There is an idea which is thought by many to be too far out there, and it is certain elements might be able to retain light waves which could be played back like a film. It sounds crazy, but I guess so did flight and the light bulb before they were invented.